There was a judge once who saw before him in traffic court standing his teacher. And she pled guilty to running a red light. And he said, I have been waiting for this moment for years. Please go into the corner and write 500 times, I will not run a red light. This is funny because teachers are called to be an example to us, just like parents and other people in authority. And so it is unusual, though common, for teachers to say they're sorry, to once again renew their intention to be better. What I think is that although this kind of transgression, it shows the weakness of all of us human beings, I think sometimes we judge our faults and sins more strictly than does God or does the church. Sometimes we think we have done something so bad that we can't go on. And maybe even for a time, people stop going to church. They stop praying. Imagine a sick person who needs medicine the most stops going to a doctor and stops taking medication. In the Christian life, sin is our sickness, and we should pray all the more. And don't be too harsh of a judge on yourself. Do not confuse pain with true sorrow and repentance. In other words, when we want to become a better person, just because we feel bad doesn't mean we are bad. And because we have some hardship we have to go through, the goal of Christian repentance is always your renewal, your health, both spiritual and physical. Do not look upon pain as something good, but look about pain as maybe a reminder of how we should become good. And in everything we do, when we prepare for great holy days, like Christmas, the goal of the Christian life is for you to always become better, be more satisfied with yourself, be less harsh with yourself when you do something wrong. Whenever you do something wrong, start the repentance the second after you stop sinning. Don't be surprised when you sin. Don't think you're bad and God doesn't want you. God has come to save the lost sheep. He loves the sinners. He loves everyone. And when we try to become better, we not only make the world a better place, but make ourselves better. So this is my final thought. Every time you sin, don't waste time feeling too sorry about it. Spend that time and energy becoming better right away. That's not you. That's not your identity. That's not who you want to become. And that's not what God wants you to become. So never be too disappointed with yourself. Always be surprised how God is patient and loving and merciful with you and with all of us. Slava Iisusu Christu.